the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the form of a dua, prayer, a regular dua to be recited, a request to Allah. He stated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a beautiful and excellent dua, nasiha, guidance, advice, regularly the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, to their students, they remind their students of this dua, and they used to repeat this dua, that repeat this dua as much as you can. And it's a very complete dua, beneficial dua. Allahumma jalni indaka waliyya. Allahumma jalni indaka waliyya. Now the meaning of this hadith is this, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, he's given education, that what the servant should do is that from to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should do dua. And what should he ask for in the dua? That, oh Allah ta'ala, make me your waliyya. Make your waliyya. Yes, this is what we should ask. Now what is waliyya? What is the definition, meaning? What are we asking for? Now I'll give you an example, if we understand this example. For example, in the world, we have the people who are sort of high level, high status, big offices, whether it's a minister or prime minister or king or the president. These are sort of big titles and seats in the world, and we see in their offices, different people are working in their offices, in their cabinet, in the back rooms, etc. And there are specific workers or deputies, there are one or two very special, you can say, workers of the leader, that without any formality and without any conditions, preconditions, they're coming in and out of the leader's office regularly. They're going, whether it's a minister or if it's a king, prime minister, they don't knock on the door, they don't seek a leave or request without any formality. They're going in and out, stopping, speaking, explaining, speaking to this person, to that person. So it looks as if that person is very close to the leader. So everybody is envious that this person is the representative of the king or the minister of the leader. So he gets a status, he gets respect. And obviously if somebody wants to get something done by the king, then they'll go through him. So I'll speak to him. He'll get the job done. So he gets a unique status. And he is very close of the leader. He's coming, going. He knows the leader's secrets and the leader knows his secrets. He understands the leader's issues and the leader understands his issues. So he's very close. And in Arabic we call waliyya. Subhanallah. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that in this dunya, there are waliyya people in the world, they're coming and going, they know the leaders, forget him. That you should become the waliyya of Rabbi Kainat, the Rabb of the universe, the king of the universe, the owner of the universe. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi said that you have iman, you have belief. Why do you look towards the people of influence in the world? You should become the waliyya, the close associate of Allah, the Lord of the universe. And that's how we should be. On this level we should get to the highest status. For that, alhamdulillah, it is stated that we should do in high abundance. Allahumma ja'alni indaka waliyya. So remember this dua. That, oh Allah Ta'ala, please make me the waliyya of your court. Make me your close associate. So I'm coming and going. I know about you. You understand me. I know about you, Allah. Just like the king and his ministers, they know each other quite well. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us a hint that you have nothing to lose and there's nothing that we don't know. So if we say, oh, how can we become this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you have everything at your disposal, Rasulullah SAW, to us. That Allah Ta'ala has given us a means and we can present ourselves to Allah in His court. And that is ibadah. Whatever ibadah we do, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors and we arrive to Allah Ta'ala's court. So this is the hint that why don't you do Allah Ta'ala's ibadah? So these are the ibadat Allah Ta'ala has given to us. It's not a punishment, is it? Tilawah of the Qur'an, recitation of the Qur'an, when a person does this, subhanAllah, when he starts recitation, then it doesn't take long to be present in the court of Allah. He is close to Allah. So if you want to be in Allah's court, open the Qur'an, start reciting. And why don't we read the Qur'an? And there's a higher grade than this with regards to Allah Ta'ala's qurb, and then it's where there is Qur'an as well. That Allah Ta'ala has given us such a practice, such a status, that if you put your hands to your ears and say, Allahu Akbar, Allah, you are the greatest, everyone else is after that. We just have to say that, and we have to present ourselves to Allah's home, stand, bow, ruku, sujood. Sometimes you stand, sometimes you prostrate. Keep on reciting the Quran. This is such a great action that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Why? For this reason, that on every maqam, whatever situation we're in, whatever action we do, we'll get close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To this extent, our maqam will be ajeeb and unique, that you'll be rubbing your forehead on the earth, on the ground. People will be thinking that you're rubbing the forehead for nothing, but your position will be such that you'll be stood in the court of Allah, close to Allah. People will think that you are down on the ground, your head is on the floor, but you'll be so elevated that you'll be close to Allah. So what a great means Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So in other words, all the ibadat, the actions of worship that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, they make a person a waliyah, close friend of Allah, an associate of Allah. You've heard the hadith that a person, if he does a lot of nawafil, optional prayer and worship, he gets close to Allah, he becomes a friend of Allah. Because when a person exercises optional worship and prayer, Allah says, keep on prostrating and get close to me, attain my nearness. So we all want this. We all have this desire. I want to be waliyah. I want to present myself to the court of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the means. These are great means. Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors for us. So we should develop passion, desire, a want that, look how far away we are from Allah. Whenever we want to feel, whenever we feel that we want to get close to Allah, do wudu. If it's not the time for fard salah, then pray nawafil salah. Nawafil salah, okay, I'm sat free, I'll do wudu, pray two rakah nafil, optional prayers. What will we get from that? We don't have certainty, but we will get the presence in the court of Allah from doing these things. You are in a desperate trouble, problems, issues, no need to run left and right, do wudu, and straight away in the presence of Allah, pray two rakah salah. There are certain times in the day you cannot prostrate. The three is zawal, and in the morning and the evening. So apart from that, Allah Ta'ala's court is totally open. No restriction, Allah Ta'ala says. Whenever you want to come to me and ask for me, fard is a great action, very high indeed. But Allah Ta'ala says, any time you want to come to me, you feel down, you have a need, you want to speak to me, you want to ask from me, you want to present something to me, a request, or you love me, Allah Ta'ala says, and you just want to speak to me, then in salah, for salah, there are such times and certain types of prayer, Allah Ta'ala said that you can do dua at any time. In prostration, you can do dua. Sitting down in salah, you can do dua. You can do dua as much as you want in the nawafil, in the optional prayers. Why don't we do this? Why? This is the question. That you're not listening to my speech, are you? I'm just saying some words here. We're just having a discussion. This is something to think about. That Allah Ta'ala has given us a great opportunity. Somebody 70 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old. Apart from the fard, we don't go beyond that. In prayer and worship, we'll cry and complain. We'll regret about our issues and problems. We'll tell other people our problems and issues. I swear by Allah, everything Allah Ta'ala has given a cure. Allah has given a cure for everything. So why don't we get the cure when insan, the human being, when he enters the court of Allah, where Allah Ta'ala's nearness is attained, will we not get anything there? The waliyah, the person of the world, the waliyah who comes to the door of the king and he speaks quietly, he whispers and he presents things to the king. People are envious of him. So the waliyah of Allah, they also speak to Allah silently in isolation, present their needs. So Allah Rabbi Kainat, who is the Rabb, the Lord of the universe, who will he not listen to our words, our requests? So let's look at our deficiencies and think. This has happened, and these requests I put forward don't get accepted, and my issues are not solved. My brothers, the best way, the best method, we have so much spare time, we don't even get to the fard, the prayer. The hukam is the order. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you people of Iman, when you're free and you're thinking what to do, do wudu. A mu'min should always be in wudu. Stand on the prayer mat and pray rakatain, two rakah salah, lengthy two rakah. And all the illnesses that are eliminated during sujood, prostration, no other technique can do that. From the doctors, hakims, that if, for example, you have fikr, a worry you want to cure, then it's stated to do lengthy prostration. In lengthy prostration, Allah gives the cure for all of the diseases and the illnesses. The disease of the breath, of the lung, of the kidney, of the liver, of the body. Experience the solution. Experience, there was a doctor, subhanAllah, how great a solution and cure is the Quran. Recently, in Jeddah, there was a doctor, and he said, because... MashaAllah, he had yaqeen Certainty, such a big hadith, great hadith I've told you, that Allah Ta'ala's court is open. Allah says, not just those who come to me and ask, become my waliyah, become my close minister and close representative. So people in the world are envious of you. What a man, he's always sat in the court of Allah, asking from Allah. So the doctor said, I experienced this, he said, I had patients, cancer patients and different illnesses, big patients, big unique illnesses they had. They were in his ward. So he said, I heard about Surah Ar-Rahman. I had read that this is a great surah, great chapter of the Quran, Surah Ar-Rahman. So he said, the point came into my heart, that why don't I take the cure from Surah Ar-Rahman? These were cancer patients. He said, 3 days I put Surah Ar-Rahman, it was being recited in the ward. He said half of the ward was emptied after 3 days. In other words, the cure came to the patients and they were discharged. So we need iman. We need iman. But is anybody promising in his heart that I want to become the waliya of Allah, the representative of Allah? Are we doing this, brothers? Yeah, it's not a big thing to attain. It's not hard to attain this. Very simple. So I'll also make niyam intention that I'll try this as well. That's why I'm discussing and sharing this with you. I'm saying it quickly because it's time for dhikr. But my heart feels that I'd like to share with you, with somebody's will absorb what I'm saying, and that these points will pierce somebody's hearts. And we want to become the wali of Allah, close to Allah. So our ibadat, we need to go towards our worship actions. Every action of worship takes a person close to Allah. Fasting. If you fast, you'll get close to Allah. Perform Hajj, close to Allah. Tawaf, close to Allah. Drink Zamzam, close to Allah. Whatever good deeds and actions you implement, you will get close to Allah. Closer to Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the point? But remember one condition, one point. This is the real point that we need to understand that I'd like to explain to you. Ibadat are all good. And Allah Ta'ala says that you get close to me. But in the hadith, what does it say? Allahumma jalni indaka waliyya. That Allah, I am present in your court. I don't just want to worship. What I desire is that permanently, every moment, I am present in your court. I want to become a true servant of yours, Allah. I don't want to be detached from you for even a second. So understand the point here. This is the high stage. And how does somebody attain that? Not from salah, my brothers. Will it? Will you attain it from salah? How long will we pray nafal salah? How long will we be in the different postures of salah or sujood? Fasting won't give that to us endless. Then we'll come back. The fast will end. Hajj will end. We'll come back. Salah will end. We'll come back. But we want waliya. Every second we want to be present in Allah's court. So Allah says, my Habib, don't worry. I will give your ummah a resource. وَذْكُرُوا كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. The qalbi dhikr, establish it in your heart. Remember me in your heart. Allah says, every second your heart will beat. And every second you'll be present in my court. The person who does dhikr, not for a second is he detached from the court of Allah. The true waliyas, the real waliyas of Allah are the dhakireen, those who do dhikr of Allah. No wali could become wali. No kutub, no ghawth. Nobody could attain the high levels and nobody could become a waliya because without this one deed, which is dhikr Allah kathira. Kathira, in high quantity, abundance. That's why I stated that whenever you go to a fakir, a teacher, wali Allah, he'll ask, why have you come? I want to become a friend of Allah, says the seeker. Then he says, okay, fine. Put your ibadah here. If you want to be a waliya, then every second you need to be present in the court of Allah. So you need to make your heart alive with the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr your heart will continue to do. And as long as you remain a dhakir, you will be present in the court of Allah. And whoever is present in the court of Allah, الَّذِينَ تَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبِنَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says that whoever is present in my court, then how can he remain upset or have distress or have issues or problems? That Allah says, always my blessings will be present on the heart of that person. So brothers, this is a majlis of dhikr, a gathering. Do you understand what I'm saying? What a great dua. Allah Ta'ala with a method has explained to us that do my dhikr in high quantity. So in my court, you get a real proper maqam, a proper nearness to Allah. That this is not an action that only special people do dhikr. No, this is, we are desperately in need to do dhikr. Dhikr qalbi. There's dhikr of tasbih from your tongue, but the dhikr that doesn't stop. Nowhere, no place does dhikr of the heart stop. It will take you to paradise and it won't stop. At the time of death it doesn't stop. In the grave it doesn't stop. On the day of resurrection it doesn't stop. On the bridge of Sarat it won't stop. On the day of judgment, on the plain of Hashar, on the plain of resurrection, the plain of judgment, it won't stop. And it will take you all the way into paradise. The dhikr of the heart. Yes, wadhkurullaha kathira. Allah says, turn your hearts towards me and do my dhikr. This is called qalbi dhikr. In other words, to make your heart a dhikr, whoever learns his dhikr, The people have learned this, they don't do it. It's sad to say they don't do this dhikr. I don't have time, I'll think about it, maybe I'll do it. Imagine how lazy we are. We've learned dhikr if we have by chance. A wali Allah or a shaykh has taught us, we don't do it. We don't do the dhikr. So my brothers, this is the reminder Allah Ta'ala has given to us via this hadith. There's no cure except what? What's the cure? The dhikr of Allah. That's every moment, second, focus towards your heart. First, learn the dhikr of the heart from a teacher that please teach me dhikr. He'll teach you kalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. After learning this dhikr, getting the permission, then it's our duty 24 hours, whether you've got wudu or not, whether you feel like it or not. Do the other actions in your life, but your heart every second should be turned, focused towards Allah. And this we need to practice from today. From today, we need to practice this. It might look difficult in the beginning, but when you practice, alhamdulillah, you'll get used to it and it will become natural for you, a habit for you with your heart to do dhikr. Allah's put the connection, the heart and dhikr have the same connection. They are have the same quality. I'm not saying this, Mawlana's not saying this, no Mufti Sahib is saying this, no other elevated person saying. Who's saying this? The Sarwar Kainat, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has advised us, prescribed us that do the dhikr of Allah, learn dhikr of the heart, and then don't be lazy. Whisper of shaitan will come, influence of shaitan will come. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, he's given us the dua that do this dua, recite this dua, do this action so you can become successful. So we need to do this action. So will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. Every moment, concentrate on the heart. Focus on the heart. And if your thoughts are here and there, left and right, then go back towards the heart. Focus again on the heart. What's the heart saying? Allah, 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 Allah. That's how we need to be. This is called the dhikr of the heart. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا بزمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم اغفنا في بدني اللهم اغفنا في سمعي اللهم اغفنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Fine.